Hey, this is Matt. Thanks for joining us here. We wanted to show you some behind the scenes stuff so that you get an idea as to size and space and parts and pieces and bits and things. This is a very typical system. This is going to the Nichols residence, and we've got everything staged here. So this is a pallet of solar panels. These particular panels are, I believe these are LG manufactured panels. And these are the, yeah, there we go. That's an LG 320. Here's a serial number that shows up on every panel. And this is what's nice, because this is a microinverter, and the serial number on this panel matches up with each individual microinverter that goes for every one. And that's the way with the monitoring that we can tell if there's a problem with an inverter or a panel. They all have an addressable serial number that we can read remotely. So there's an example of what a panel looks like in physical space and size. You know, here I'm just shy of 6 feet, wink, wink. My arm span, I'm roughly 5'9", so that's about a 5'6" long and a little over 3 feet wide panel. Just to show you a little bit more on, by the way, every job gets a yard sign once it's complete. Let me set this aside for a second. And here's the structured cabling that the microinverter plugs into right there. And then each individual solar panel plugs in here, which makes it really easy to remove and replace if there were a warranty issue. Here's the lag bolt that goes directly into the roof rafter. This is a stainless steel 4-inch lag bolt. Here's a couple parts. This would be called an end clamp that would clamp down onto the railing and hold the panel on. That's what an end clamp looks like. And this goes into the railing. So the railing sits just underneath the panel, and that holds it down. And we've got mid clamps also, I believe. Yeah, here's a box of mid clamps. This would go between two solar panels. So that's the spacing that you have between two solar panels. So that's a mid clamp. That's an end clamp. Outside of that, we've got the end phase monitoring box right there. And what is this? This is just more hardware. So that's really pretty much all we have in this kit. Don't show any railing here at the moment, but we've got panels, inverters, we've got structured cabling and attaching devices and a yard sign. This is what a typical kit looks like in the warehouse before it goes out to be installed. Hopefully this helps show you some of the behind the scenes stuff, gives you a little bit of space and perspective so that you have an idea of what a panel looks like, what an inverter looks like, how it connects, and maybe dispel some of the mystery behind the scenes. Thanks for joining us. Look forward to seeing you in the next video.